All right, you want to play Two Truths and a Lie?
All right.
Which two of these are actual things that we can look forward to soon? One, are Elton John and Ed Sheeran dropping a Christmas song together called, wait for it, Merry Christmas? Are J-Lo and Ben Affleck remaking Princess Bride?
Okay, hold on. J-Lo, Ben Affleck, Princess Bride.
Well, don't Google it.
No, I'm not. I'm thinking. I'm putting that in my head, what that would look like.
Okay. You want the third one?
I want the
three.
Third one.
Channing Tatum missed stripping so much, he's coming back to do Magic Mike 3.
Wow.
So two of those are actually happening. One of them is a complete lie.
See, I got to think like Cooper here because she knows how much... She knows how big of a fan I am of Princess Bride. So I'm going to say that's true, even though I hate that. And that's going to be, they should both burn in hell for doing that because you can't redo that movie. It's impossible to redo that movie. You can't.
Yeah, they should call it Princess Geely.
It's a perfect movie from beginning to end. It's like trying to do a new Big Mac. You can't do it. It's been done. It's there. You can watch it. What's that movie with Goldie Hawn? Overboard.
Yeah.
Such a great movie when it came out in the 80s or whenever it came out. And they redid it, and it sucked out loud. They should just left it alone. You know what? Take Overboard back into the studio, color correct it, and put that back out as new. Do that with Princess
Bride. Calm down, please? Would you please calm down?
Okay, so that one's got to be true because
no one's touching Overboard. We're not even talking about that. You're the only person who cares about Overboard.
Okay, you just threw that in there to drive me crazy. So yes, that's true. So now the last one was
okay.
Channum is doing Magic Mike. Of course he is. Why would
Channing
he not?
Tatum?
Why would he not?
Magic Mike 3. So you think the lie is Elton John and Ed Sheeran dropping a Christmas song together called Merry Christmas.
I don't even know if Elton John knows who Ed Sheeran is. That's my final answer.
The thing on here that is a lie, J-Lo and Ben Affleck are not remaking Princess Bride. Don't worry.
Thank God.
Yeah, that's not happening. Elton John and Ed Sheeran are dropping a Christmas song together called Merry Christmas. I think it comes out December 3rd is what they said. So we don't know anything. We didn't get any teasers for it. Nothing. They just announced it today. So that should be interesting. I think a Christmas song with the two of them. The Magic Mike franchise should be like the Fast and Furious franchise. Just keep bringing in new characters. Keep on making more of them. I am so here for Magic Mike 3. I'm even here for Magic Mike 8. Like, don't ever stop making those movies.
The first two?
And they put out a press release today. Of course I did.
Okay.
Yeah, over and over and over. I know them by heart, even.
It's just...
those are
like
great movies.
Isn't it? I don't know. I can't bring myself to ever watch it.
They put out a press release today that said, the team behind the first Magic Mike has come together to create the magic again. Tatum will reprise his role as Mike Lane. Director Steven Soderbergh returns, as well as the dude who wrote the first two. And it's going to be on HBO Max.
So there's a script with the first one. There was actually somebody that wrote a script. They didn't just start rolling film and say, action. But there's no script. Exactly. Action.
make fun of you all you want to, but I sent you what I think is one of the greatest lines in movie history ever. And it's from Magic Mike, and it's Matthew McConaughey, and it is my favorite thing on screen, better than anything at a Mean Girls.
What can you touch and not touch, really? Can you touch it? Can you touch it? No, 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 no.
No, 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 no.
Can you touch it? Can you touch it?
His butt.
No, 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 no,
no, no, no,
you can't touch the butt? Really?
That too, the law says that you cannot touch.
Here we go.
But I think I see a lot of lawbreakers up in this house.
All right.
And I don't see a cop in sight.
Come on, that is some great dialogue. That is the best line in movie history.
And I guarantee he wrote it on the stage as he was doing that. So it was just action. But there's no script. It doesn't matter. Just go. So, yes, movies like that, like Back to the Future, they should never stop making them. I don't know why movie companies are coming out with new movies. Just keep doing the same movie. Spider-Man, just keep doing it. Nonstop.
Exactly.
Never stop.
Just keep making the movies that are good franchises over and over. Like, that's what I'm saying. Magic Mike, that's a great formula. You know, it's a bunch of guys who show up at a strip club. They have drama going on, and there's women, and they have some drama going on, but it's more the men's drama. You know, it just keeps going. Like I said, it's like Fast and Furious, except on a stage instead of in a car.
Like a John Wick movie? You can have John Wick 15. I'd be okay. I'm there.
Right.
I don't have to think twice about, should I watch this or not? I'm going to watch it. Uncle, take my money.
Don't stop. We're here for you.
Ghostbusters, never stop. Come out with one every Christmas. Every Christmas. It's like Saw. They stopped it with Saw. That would come out every year on Halloween. Mm-hmm. Why would you stop making Saw?
Just figure out how to
cut people's heads off in a different way. And just keep coming out with it.
And keep putting like one or two semi-famous people in there. That's all you got to do. Just a couple of people that are relatively famous, you know. Final Destination, I felt that way about. Like, why they stopped making those? That was the greatest concept in the world.
No matter
what you do, you cannot cheat death. Even when you actually think you cheated death, death comes to find you.
It's like Halloween. They didn't have that big of stars in the new Halloween. They dug up Anthony Michael Hall. Who's looking for him? But you know what? He can act.
Yeah, he's a good actor.
He's not horrible to watch on screen. He'll work for pennies. I can guarantee scale. Anthony Michael Hall, yeah? How much are you going to pay? Scale. Done. You didn't ask for anything more.
Right, and the dude playing Mike Myers, is he aging? Doesn't matter. Mask. He's got a mask on. Who cares what he looks like?
You don't see him. It could be anybody. I think it's Marshmallow.
Right.
It's a different person wearing a mask. It could be just anybody. But they probably could have got Anthony Michael Hall to play Michael Myers and play the Anthony Michael Hall character. You would never know.
Who'd know?
Same build, same guy. Save money.
Yeah.
There you go.